W-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Smart Eyewear Highlight. Sponsored by Innovative Eyewear, developer and provider of cutting-edge Lucid Bluetooth glasses. Lucid Smart Eyewear is multifunctional, meeting the needs of the optical, hearable, and digital assistant markets. Innovative Eyewear. NASDAQ trading symbol LUCY. Lucy. Web address lucyd.co.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To Montana, to Brian Yablonsky, the CEO of PERC, the Property, Environment, and Research Center, to comment on a television show that John, in his ignorance, has never seen. But Brian has helped me understand the popularity of Yellowstone. Brian, a very good evening to you. Yellowstone is fiction. You are not. Montana is not. What is the frame of Yellowstone, a contemporary Western? Good evening to you, Brian.
Hi, John. How are you doing? And good to see you from out here in a little snowy Montana. I think you guys are getting more snow than we are at this point. So we're hoping for the next big system coming through. But yeah, no, Yellowstone is a it is kind of the American fiction, nonfiction crossover show that is the most popular television show in Washington or in the country. It stars Kevin Costner. He plays the role of rancher, multi-generational Montana cattle rancher who owns the largest contiguous ranch in the United States. By some counts, maybe the size of the state of Rhode Island. The ranch is in a beautiful place called Paradise Valley, right outside Yellowstone National Park. And the plot for the last four seasons has been Kevin Costner trying to preserve his cattle ranch from various forces such as developers who have an eye on it and Native American tribes who abut the ranch who have an eye on it and others who want to unwind that cattle style of living.
Let's tell some stories, Brian, because it illustrates that the writers of this program are following the ironies of living in Montana compared to living in Connecticut. In Connecticut, if I have cattle and they wander onto my neighbor's land, there's trouble. Is that the same in Montana?
In Montana, you have a different set of laws here. And I'm glad you brought up the writers. So Taylor Sheridan is the creator of the show, and he grew up on a cattle ranch in Texas. He lives in a ranch in Wyoming right now as well. So he is intimately familiar with Western issues and how they might differ from Eastern issues. In states like Montana, as a landowner, let's tell a story. So I own a parcel up high in the mountains that abuts a really large cattle ranch. In Montana, we are something that's called a fence out state, not a fence in state. So if you were in Connecticut, I think, and you own cattle, it would be your job, John Batchelor, to keep that cattle in on your property through fencing. In Montana, because we had this history of open range laws where cattle could kind of roam the entire countryside in the late 1800s, 1900s, landowners actually experienced something called a fence out policy. So it's my responsibility as a landowner to have a fence to keep my neighbor's cattle out of my property, not the other way around that you experience in other states. And this actually happens. My neighbor is a great neighbor, runs a bunch of cattle, and they cut loose through the fence and got onto my property. And I had an opportunity. My ranching neighbor was up on horseback right on the barbed wire fence. We were standing there talking it out. It was all taken care of very cordially and friendly. He's a good neighbor. He said, I'm going to come over and get these cattle. And so he came and moved the cows back over and fixed the fence. But technically that was my responsibility. He could have said, hey, it's your job to fix the fence and keep our cattle out.
Rivers. You've got beautiful rivers in Montana. What I understand is that there's a paradox here. Do you own the river that runs through your land? I have a stream running through my property. I don't own it. It's part of a water system, the Housatonic River Valley, that is vital, that's protected. Now, I don't understand entirely the irony here. In Montana, or in this fictional place called Paradise Valley next to Yellowstone, if a river runs through your property, can you dynamite that river to redirect the land? This is what I've been taught, Brian, from cowboy movies, whiskey's for drinking and water's for fighting.
That's exactly right. And that is the line out here. And the river that runs through the valley here is the Yellowstone River. The distinction and difference you're bringing up is water in the West, unlike in the East, is actually a property right. And it's under something called the prior appropriation doctrine, which is essentially first in time, first in use. If you were the first rancher on the land and you needed water to water your cows or water your hay fields, you own that water right. And everybody else coming in afterwards had rights that were secondary to your rights. So a lot of the fighting that goes on here gets settled through water transactions, because water is a property right that you can buy, sell, and trade in many places. You can't dynamite a river. You know, water doesn't necessarily run with the land. It runs with who was first to actually acquire the water right. So to some extent, that might be a river that runs through your land. In some cases, it might not, but you may have water rights to water that doesn't run through your land if you were using it first, if you were the original cattle ranchers on the land or the original farmers on the land.
So you can take your cattle herd over a neighbor's land to the water rights that you possess. Is that correct?
Well, not exactly. What you would do is irrigate. You'd bring that water to your land is what you would do. And you have a lot of irrigation mechanisms out here that enable you to transport water onto your land.
And the tangle then in Montana, in the TV show Yellowstone, is it also apparent in Montana, Wyoming, Colorado today? Are there these epic disputes between developers and ranchers?
Yeah, it's, you know, when you come in as a developer, you actually need water, right? And so there are some states that have water markets, robust water markets like Montana, that would allow you to buy, sell, and trade water. Other Western states don't allow those water exchanges. And so a lot of the issues that you have out West is whether you actually have a water market or not to allow you to buy, sell, and trade on that property, right? Groundwater, though, that's the water underground, is still fairly unregulated here. And so if you can put a straw on the ground and tap it, a lot of developers out here, that's how they're getting their water in the Bozeman, Montana area.
And so the developers have access to what, the aquifer or the water?
That's right, the aquifer. There's no property right yet established to the aquifer. This property rights system that I was describing historically was just for groundwater, for stream, like rivers and streams and creeks.
There is a great deal of development in Montana. We've talked about this. You're in a boom cycle in Montana. The people from outside, and they come from everywhere, but it's always California. They're coming into Montana and they need homes and schools and water. Is that an issue for the developers for Montana, that the demands are being made on the aquifer that are unprecedented?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's always an issue. Water is kind of the first thing out here. The West is a pretty arid place for folks unfamiliar with it. Even up in mountainous ranges where we could have low snowpack in a given year, it's always a challenge to get water. So these conversations are happening right now, and there are folks who are concerned about what will happen to the aquifers if there is too much development, too many of those straws going into the ground, given that most of the surface water is already accounted for with ranchers and some of the initial uses of water, like towns and cities that grew up here.
And the West is in the midst of a drought, a 2 or 3 year drought. That's a concern in Montana. Is it also a concern in the movie Yellowstone? Do they know about all those people from Los Angeles who are moving into Montana, some of whom are the movie crews, of course?
That's right. That's right. Well, one of the villains of the show is a developer who has moved in from California and would like to create a golf course and home for the super rich to come to, which is very familiar to a lot of Montanans. We have little communities that are springing up, enclaves up in the mountains and in remote regions of our state to serve sort of wealthy folks coming in from the more populated parts of the country. This all rings very true to us who live out here in Montana.
It turns out that what happens when you get to Montana is immediately think you're a trout fisherman. Immediately. You might have never fished in your life, but they've got all these stores with this enormously gorgeous merchandise, garb, costumes, rods. You put on a cowboy boot and you look like everybody else.
Well, I was going to say, you know, the people who have been here for many decades blame the movie A River Runs Through It, Robert Redford's movie that starred Brad Pitt, for putting Montana on the map for trout fishermen. So everybody came out to trout fish because of the movie A River Runs Through It. Folks now are talking about Yellowstone, that everybody wants to come out here and become a cattle rancher or sort of live the pretend cattle ranching life because of Kevin Costner and his role as John Dutton in Yellowstone. And so you'll have a lot of, you'll actually have these anecdotes and these stories from realtors and brokers who will have people call and say, hey, I want a ranch or I want a place like Kevin Costner and John Dutton, find it for me. And a lot of land is going sold sight unseen by buyers out here. It's such a frenzy.
All right. So that takes us to this theme of fishing in the river. Is fishing in a river, crossing a fence line to fish in a river, is that something that is owned by the property manager, or do you have access to that as a fisherman in Montana?
So very interesting law in Montana. You can't still walk across a private piece of property to access a stream, but if you can find an access point for the stream, you have a right to be in that stream up to the high water mark on either side of the stream as long as you stay in the stream. So theoretically, if you found a road or a bridge, a public road or bridge, you could access the stream. You could walk miles up through a ranch in the middle of that creek and fish. Ted Turner has a big ranch here. You could start down on the Madison River and walk up Cherry Creek and fish that as long as you stayed within the banks of the river. And there's a scene in Yellowstone where the daughter of Beth Dutton, who is spectacularly popular as a character, a very sassy banker of Kevin Costner's, confronts a fisherman standing in the middle of the stream saying, "You're on my property. You know, you need to get out of the stream." And he said, "If I get out, then I'm trespassing because then I am on your land." And she said, "Well, the nearest place to access the stream was 5 miles downriver." And he said, "Yeah, I'm a pretty healthy guy. I might have walked up 5 miles from downstream right along the creek here."
We are speaking of a TV show that John is ignorant of, but Brian Yablonsky, the CEO of PERC, is instructing me that what I witnessed in Montana when I visited the wonderful Bozeman, Montana, many years ago, is now fair for the most popular TV show in the solar system, maybe just in America, but we'll say the solar system. And now we come to a part that really describes the experiences of people who've been to Yellowstone. What about the bears when we come back? I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.